I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You asked about the spending of money on advertisements for this. Talk a little bit more about you have some scrutiny questions about that.
I mean, in 2022, the administration announced that they're going to be spending $1 million on advertising against overdose deaths, excuse me. So I see that they've spent $620,000, they're saying, roughly to date. I am in ad marketing. That's what I do full time. To hear that they're giving an agency about $220,000 just to develop the ads before we're even running anything, that is such time wasted and money that could be spent on addressing this crisis. So I was shocked. I didn't know those numbers until they brought them before us today. This money was approved of before I was in this body. But if we're spending $1 million, we should be seeing as much of that in the field as we can. I understand talking to focus groups. As somebody that does this every single day for a living, you start with ads, you see what's working, and you adjust from there, and you hit the largest amount of people possible. I can tell you this isn't the way that it's done in the private sector, so I don't know. It's mind-blowing to see so much money kind of thrown away.
Are they thinking that someone's going to hear these ads and it's going to save a life somehow? Or, I mean, it's just, you're saying the money could be spent better.
The money could be spent better. To hear that we're giving that much money to an agency before we even have ads live. I mean, I've heard the ads on the radio. That's why I specifically asked where we're directing people, because I don't know that people are then calling the health department because they're listening to a certain radio station, in the middle of the day for the weather. I just don't know that it's the most effective use of the money. I think, again, if we announce this $1 million plan in 2022, it's 2024. Overdose deaths are through the roof, and it's because the county dropped the ball.
And I only have one more question. There's been a lot of talk about bail reform and that perhaps is hurting or making it worse.
I mean, when we talk about what's happening when people overdose, you know, look at what happens in mental health services. You call the crisis services line, you go to ECMC, there's a 72-hour detox process. You can't get out. It's not up to you, right? But these people, unfortunately, that are overdosing, that are having these drugs, they're going in, the police are narcanning them, the police are dealing with it, and thank goodness for our law enforcement, because they're dealing with it every single day. They're overwhelmed by it. But these people are back out on the streets, and unfortunately, that's not the best situation for them to be in, because that's how deaths happen.
With the same brain that made the decision to get there
exactly.
In the first place.
You know, when you're overdosing once, you're unfortunately going to overdose again, and these people aren't getting put into a program that's going to help them. And the taxpayers are paying for it.
Why did you guys feel like today was the day to hold this hearing? Why now?
You know, so this is a conversation I've been wanting to have. I entered this body in January. I'm on the face-to-face coalition board of Kids Escaping Drugs. It's something that I've heard from. Like I said, I represent suburban communities. I represent very rural communities. It's conversations we've been having across the board. So it's one that I've asked for in this body before. When we passed this funding a few weeks ago, I asked Chairman Gilmore if we could have the conversation. How can we be passing $5 million and we're not having the groups here to talk about what they're seeing? It's the boots on the ground that know more than the county does about how to deal with these issues. In 2016, when they started the task force and they started dealing with these problems, what we saw then, if you watch what the county did then, the county heard from the groups and let the groups that are in the community deal with it rather than the county saying, we have the answer. That's the way solutions typically come.
Judging by what you heard today, Lindsay, what is it that you feel are the primary challenges that these programs and the task force here in Erie County with the opioid crisis is facing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak to what we heard today. I mean, it is a different population now that's dealing with the fentanyl, that's dealing with these drugs that are being laced. It's not just opioids, it's not just heroin anymore, it's cocaine. It's other drugs that people unfortunately use. And now they're laced with these different opioid drugs and they're overdosing. They don't know what they're taking. I mean, I've heard of it across the board. It doesn't matter where you live, people are affected by this. It's parents, it's teenagers. It's not just kind of an identified population like we've dealt with before. The whole situation has completely evolved. Unfortunately, the fentanyl, I've heard from some police organizations that it's actually a draw. That when people hear, that's laced with something, it's a draw because it has a different type of high. I mean, it's a completely different beast than we've ever dealt with before.
What do you feel that, judging by what you heard today, again, what do you feel needs to be done more to be able to help combat this in order to lower the number of fatal and non-fatal overdoses?
Yeah. I mean, step one is what I said today. I mean, in 2016, when the county actually dealt with this and was we had a decline in deaths, we were having monthly conversations in Health and Human Services. We were getting reports from the community organizations. We were getting reports from the health department. And I know what I hear from the communities in my in my district, as well as my police departments, is nobody's talking about the problem, so the problem isn't going to be addressed. So I think as the legislative body, again, I have to say the county dropped the ball. It's time to pick it back up and start having these conversations. We can't lose a pulse on something that's literally killing Erie County residents.
Do you have a personal story? Because you seem so passionate about this.
I can't say that I have a very personal story. Like I said, I just got involved. I have a very good friend that was involved with Kids Escaping Drugs who lost a child. And like I said, it affects everybody, and that kind of inspired my path to get more involved and to bring this conversation back up. You know, it used to be a conversation in the legislature when people were more inspired and touched by the story, and I think we don't need to be touched by it. You know, everybody knows somebody that's dealt with it. I know more than one person that has, and whenever you see children involved, whenever you see children losing parents, it's something that we need to have a larger conversation about.
On what level do you think these deaths are preventable?
I think there's a lot that goes into that. I know when we talk about, you know, it's really an addiction problem. And I know that's the approach that the county's trying to take more now. It's not just an opioid problem. It's not just a drug problem. Addiction is a disease that needs to be dealt with. It really comes down to education, giving the resources. You know, I do think back, and I've heard about it again from my police organizations, they look at how mental health services are dealt with. You know, there's the lockdown period. There's follow-ups. There's medication. You have to go to court if you're not going to take the medication. We need to start dealing with this. People don't always want help. You can't help somebody that doesn't want the help, but we need to be more aggressive about it in Erie County.
Yeah, you mentioned the lockdown period. Like, that's the important thing, right? Because I know, we all know a lot of people who are dealing with addiction, but then they're supposed to make the decision to stay and get the help.
You know, I have a lot of like mental health issues in my family, and I've had family members that have gone through crisis services, and they've gone through that lockdown period, and it's terrible. I don't wish it on anybody, but there's something to be said about a forced detox. There's something to be said about being forced into a program that says, you know, you need to deal with these issues, you need to take this medication whether you want to or not. Unfortunately, situations, whether it's opioids, whether it's mental health, they can ruin families, they rip children out of homes, they rip parents out of homes, and you know, we need to figure out, our state hasn't made it any easier to actually deal with these issues, because now there's not a huge threat to, you know, we have different things with bail reform. You just end up back out on the streets, and it's not the best situation for people. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, putting people that are dealing with addiction back on the street, it's not gonna have a good outcome.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.